Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Love and War, in Intimate Relationships, Connection, Disconnection, and Mutual Regulation in Couple Therapy by Marion F. Solomon and Stan Takin is a clinically oriented couples therapy book that translates attachment research and neuroscience into a practical framework for working with conflict and repair, associated with the psychobiological approach to couple therapy. The book treats partners as an interdependent system in which each person affects the other's emotional and physiological state in real time. Rather than focusing only on insight or communication skills, it highlights how arousal, threat responses, and implicit expectations shape what couples say and do during moments of disconnection. The authors aim to help clinicians identify the turning points where love shifts into war and to intervene in ways that restore safety, strengthen secure functioning, and support mutual regulation through practice-focused descriptions of assessment and in-session interventions. The book offers therapists a way to keep the work grounded in what is happening between partners moment to moment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, couples as mutual regulators rather than separate individuals. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that intimate partners operate as a mutual regulation system. Each person continually influences the other's sense of safety, emotional balance, and readiness for connection or conflict. In this view, relationship distress is not only about incompatible personalities or poor communication habits. It is also about dysregulated states that arise between partners and escalate rapidly when both experience threat. The therapeutic task becomes helping the couple notice how their nervous systems interact and how small cues, such as facial expression, tone, posture, or proximity, can signal danger or comfort. This shift matters clinically because it reframes blame. Instead of locating the problem inside one partner, the therapist tracks the dyadic pattern that pulls both people into predictable roles. Interventions then target the loop itself, how partners trigger, amplify, or calm each other in real time. By teaching couples to become more reliable sources of safety for one another, therapy aims to increase secure functioning, reduce chronic hypervigilance, and create conditions where collaboration becomes possible even when the content is difficult. Secondly, arousal and threat management as the gateway to productive dialogue. The book emphasizes that many couple fights are driven less by the topic at hand and more by unmanaged arousal. When partners become emotionally and physiologically activated, the capacity for reflection, empathy, and accurate recall narrows. At that point, attempts to reason or negotiate often fail and can intensify the conflict. A neuroscience-informed stance leads the therapist to prioritize de-escalation and stabilization before pursuing meaning-making. This includes recognizing the signs of a threat response, such as defensiveness, withdrawal, attack, or rapid shifts into shame or contempt. Therapy focuses on helping partners down-regulate in the moment, often by changing their orientation toward each other and by interrupting the reflex to win. The goal is not to suppress emotion, but to keep arousal within a workable range so partners can stay engaged without becoming adversarial. Over time, couples learn that safety is not a vague ideal but a set of observable behaviors and choices that reduce threat and support connection, allowing difficult conversations to proceed without turning into war. Thirdly, attachment-based understanding of conflict and repair. Attachment theory is used as an organizing lens for why partners react so strongly to perceived disconnection. The book frames intimate relationships as a primary arena for safety and security, so threats to the bond can feel urgent and personal even when the trigger seems minor. Clinically, this means conflict is often about proximity, reassurance, and trust rather than the surface complaint. The authors link current couple dynamics to each partner's attachment-shaped expectations about reliability, responsiveness, and vulnerability. Therapy helps partners recognize how protective strategies, such as controlling, distancing, or testing, maybe attempts to manage fear of abandonment or fear of being overwhelmed. The attachment perspective also clarifies repair partners must become better at signaling care and at responding to bids for connection before resentment hardens into chronic disconnection. By working with attachment needs in the here and now, the therapist supports more secure patterns of contact, clearer requests, and faster recovery after ruptures. The emphasis is practical use attachment-informed interventions to create experiences of reliability and responsiveness inside the session. Fourthly, working with implicit memory and reenactment in the therapy room. The book highlights a clinical problem familiar to many couple therapists during high arousal events. Partners often cannot accurately recall what happened, yet they feel certain about their version. The authors connect this to the limits of declarative recall under threat and to the power of implicit memory, the nonverbal patterns of expectation and reaction shaped by past experience. In couple conflict, these implicit patterns can lead to reenactments where partners unintentionally recreate familiar danger, such as not being heard, being criticized, being abandoned, or being controlled. A psychobiological stance asks the therapist to track what is occurring moment to moment rather than relying solely on retrospective narratives. The session itself becomes a source of data because partners will often reproduce their cycle in front of the therapist. Interventions focus on slowing down the interaction, making implicit processes visible, and creating new experiences of safety and responsiveness that compete with older templates. The aim is not to excavate every historical origin, but to prevent trauma-linked reenactments from driving the couple into repeated rupture without repair. Lastly, assessment and in-session techniques that make the interaction observable. A practical strength of the book is its focus on clinical methods that bring the couple's real interaction into view. Rather than treating therapy as two individual interviews, the approach relies on structured assessment and active experiential work to observe how partners manage closeness, conflict, and influence. The authors describe using interview-based approaches and in-session exercises that evoke the couple's typical responses, allowing the therapist to track shifts in arousal and regulation as they happen. This stance supports precise interventions. The therapist can redirect eye contact, posture, pacing, and turn-taking to reduce threat and increase connection. Reenactments are used not as dramatic performances but as controlled opportunities to interrupt automatic cycles and practice alternative responses with immediate feedback. Movement-oriented elements are included to engage the body, because regulation is not only cognitive. The overarching goal is to help partners become more aware of how their behavior affects the other's state, and to practice small, concrete changes that create safety. By keeping work grounded in observable interaction, the therapist can move from abstract advice to measurable relational shifts. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clinicians, trainees, and advanced students who want a couples therapy model that integrates attachment concepts with a practical understanding of arousal, threat, and regulation. Readers who already practice couples work can benefit from its emphasis on tracking microprocesses in session, because it offers a way to intervene when talk therapy stalls under escalation. For therapists who come from different orientations, the approach can function as an overlay. It does not require abandoning existing frameworks, but it encourages prioritizing safety, stabilization, and secure functioning as prerequisites for insight and negotiation. The intellectual value lies in its coherent psychobiological framing of why loving partners can shift rapidly into adversarial states and why memory and meaning-making become unreliable under threat. The practical value lies in translating those ideas into what the therapist actually does in the room moment by moment to support mutual regulation and repair. Compared with many relationship books that emphasize communication scripts or general advice, this work stands out for treating the couple as a living regulatory system and for insisting that lasting change depends on managing arousal and creating repeated experiences of safety and responsiveness. It is a useful bridge between neuroscience-informed thinking and hands-on couple therapy practice. If you would like to support Marion F. Solomon, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.